I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. The toys for TOTS coordinator Victor Montes and volunteers distributed close to a total of 2,500 toys to children in Lincoln County and Mescalero on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We did go above the numbers that we did last year. Last year was 2,364. I believe our numbers are going to be well over 2,500 this year. But I have a great team. Thank you to the Pages, Billy and Patsy Page, the team with Ben Sanchez Foundation. And just the fire department was out there. They gave us a great hand yesterday, finishing off all the families that didn't show up for Santa helpers. We went ahead and completed our assignment to them, and we gave them all the toys for those families. Heartfelt.
Yeah.
And now just kind of unwinding. We got to thank Cornerstone. They're the business of the year this year. They raised right at $2,000 and filled up 8 boxes of toys there at Cornerstone. If I was to pick a business of the year on going above and beyond, it would be Cornerstone.
Z Trans of Ruidoso is closing its bus routes through December the 28th. A driver of Z Trans Ruidoso tested positive for the COVID-19 on December the 16th. And due to the exposure of the rest of the team and in compliance with state requirements, all Z Trans Ruidoso routes will be canceled through December the 28th. The village of Ruidoso is encouraging its citizens to take the new, fast, simple, and painless COVID-19 that is now available at the local health department office at 117 Kansas City. With this new testing protocol, residents will be able to get results back in about 72 hours after the sample is collected. The village of Ruidoso has scheduled a revised special council meeting for Tuesday, December 22nd, 9 a.m. at the Ruidoso Convention Center. To access the complete agenda packet, log on to the Village of Ruidoso website. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.